Father, I thank each one of us, Lord, each one of us who can say and fill with the Holy Ghost can look back and remember the hour when we first believed, Lord God. And while at the time it might have seemed like we were choosing you, it was really you choosing us, Lord God. Now you did not just foreknow us, but you predestined us to this before the foundation of the world, Father. Dear God, Lord, we come into this house full of reverence, Lord. Humility, dear Lord God. Dear Lord, but it's all because of you, dear Lord. We've come here, dear God, to this place, Lord. Lord, judgment begins in the house of God, Lord. Starting with the ministry, Lord God. Lord, I was once a man undone, a man full of unclean lips, dear Lord God. But I'm so thankful you put that coal upon the tongue of my mouth, Father.
Yes, Father.
And my iniquity, all of it was purged. Lord, I'm so thankful for that, God. Now, Lord, I give up my strength to you, Lord. My vessel is yours. I yield it unto you, dear God. Come down. Give strength to me, I pray. Help my voice tonight, dear God, to be able to minister what you want me to say, as Lord. I can fail every single time, but God, I know you won't, Lord. So come in here, be in the midst of us, I pray.
Yes.
And we're so thankful for your presence, as we already know you're Jesus. We've asked these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Each of you can be seated real briefly. We'll go to our text in a moment. First of all, I'd like to say it's really good to be back here in Ohio. Some faces here I recognize. Brother Josiah, it's good to see you. Welcome, brother. Of course, I'm so thankful for Brother Andrew hosting these services and inviting me out here. So my sincerest desire is for us to meet with Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And if there's anyone here who can truly say in their heart of hearts, I have not met Jesus Christ.
Come on, brother.
Sir, brother, sister, whoever you are, he's here tonight.
That's right.
He's
Amen.
Here tonight.
Yes,
wherever
sir.
Two or three are gathered in his name,
praise your name.
There he shall be in
yes,
the
Lord.
Midst.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I understand that the church here at the Church in Defiance has been going on for almost 2 years. And I understand that there's been some people recently that have been baptized. I don't know if any of those people are here tonight, Brother Andrew. If they are, could you raise your hands if you've been baptized this year? All right. Praise God. Praise God. Brother, that is a big step to take. Amen.
Yes,
because that is professing the faith in
right.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He's already done something for
him. Amen.
You
know, sure.
If I could, I'd like to thank the
Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, Brother Brown taught that water baptism is the gate that we have to go through. That
yes,
word straight,
yep.
S-T-R-A-I-T. Brother Branham said that is the water gate.
Right.
So when it says straight gate, the scripture is talking about going through the water gate
oh,
and being baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'd just like to stand if we could. And we'll turn to John 14 and 3. And for those of you who don't know me, God bless you. My name is Brother Bradley Harmon. I come from Sweetwater, Tennessee. That's where my church is. I've been serving the Lord for a number of years now. God never ceases to amaze.
Amen.
I've seen some things in my travels. Let me tell you now. God is moving
yes,
in
sir.
This message.
Amen, sir.
God
Amen.
Is moving in this message. So I want to look at John 14 and 3. And I was going to minister on a certain subject tonight, and in the back room there, God changed it on me. You know, I was talking to Brother James about that shortly before the service, and in my mind I was thinking, oh God, I hope he won't do that. But he did.
Amen.
He did. And I just knew right away that this is something that I'm supposed to minister on. And in fact, two of the songs that were sung tonight tie in just exactly with this.
Amen.
So, I trust in God.
This Amen. Is
what he wants. John 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Amen.
That where I am, there you may be
yes.
also.
Amen.
Right.
Okay. So Jesus is going somewhere.
That's right.
Verse 4, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
That's right.
But as it turns out, apparently not all of them knew.
That's right.
Because in verse 5,
yeah.
Thomas says unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest.
That's right, brother.
And how can we know the way? Verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way.
Yes, Lord.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Thank you.
And then after that, what does Matthew 7 tell us to do? Go the narrow way.
Amen.
There's two ways mentioned in that passage. The narrow way that leads to life,
yes.
and the broad way that leads to destruction.
Sure,
so what is that way after the gate?
Come on.
Jesus answers and says, I am that way.
Yes, Lord.
The truth.
Woo!
And the life.
Amen.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yes, sir.
I would like to title this sermon with the question, where are you going?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Where are you going?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I want to read one more text. And it's just a couple chapters over. It's in the same gospel. John 16, verse 5. Now, I'm asking you to enter into this with a text in your mind. Where are you going?
Yes, sir.
Verse 5. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? Whither goest thou? Father, again, we bow our hearts, Lord. We thank you so much for this portion of Scripture that you have... so long ago has been written by prophets of old, dear Lord, ordained, inspired by the Holy Ghost, Lord. And God, you did that for a purpose, so that tonight we could be able to delve into the bread of the Word, dear God. So we ask that you break it unto us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, verse 5 is interesting because Jesus is actually reprimanding his disciples because they did not ask him, Lord, where are you going?
Amen.
So the question that I'm asking is not just for you. Of course it's for you. You know, but it gets more specific. Jesus wanted the disciples to ask him, whither goest thou? Or the current modern English translation is, where are you going?
Yeah, amen.
Where on earth are you going?
Yes, sir.
And so if Jesus was wanting his disciples to ask him that, then he must want us
Yes, sir. Amen.
So, where are you going? That question doesn't just apply to you and me. Of course, we should be thinking about that. And I want us to think about that tonight as we delve into the Word.
Yes,
but more specifically, where is Jesus going?
Yes.
Lord Jesus, where are you going?
Amen.
And the reason why something like that is so important to know is because in John 14 and 3, he says, where I'm going, there's where you'll be.
Amen.
I want you to be there.
Yes,
because
Lord.
He's going to prepare a place for us.
That's right.
So if he's going to prepare a place for us, then he must have a place for us to be able to receive. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to be able to ask that question. Where did he go? But before we can really ask this question, we got to know how to get there.
Yeah, that's it.
We got to know how to get there.
Yes. Amen.
And the only way that we can know how to get there is according to 1 John 2:6. Of course, being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. But then Jesus says, I am the way.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So before I go to 1 John, Jesus is the way. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God.
That's right.
And one mediator between God and men. It is the man, Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So the goal then is to walk towards the Father. That is the narrow way. It is salvation, deliverance. It is life.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Amen.
And the only way to get there is the mediatorship, the mediator, the only provided place of worship that God has placed his name, and that is Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is the only begotten of the Father. It is the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It is a manifested... Jesus, the body, who is a manifested attribute of God here on this earth.
Yes.
And now we're going to see why it is exactly, what life it was that Jesus lived.
Yes.
Because 1 John 2:6, which is, he that saith he abideth in him, of himself also so to walk, even as he walks.
Amen. That's right.
All right. So that is the only way that we can really say that we're living in Christ.
Yes, sir.
You know, if someone is saying that, I believe in Jesus Christ. I received him as my Lord and Savior. My life is his. All right. Well, are you walking?
Yeah, that's it.
As he walked.
That's right. Come on.
Really, this is the whole purpose of the message.
Yes.
This is the whole purpose of the message. It is to receive the life of Christ.
Yes.
It is to receive the message in our day, which brings about the life of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So we know then that Jesus in his life, the life that he walked for God.
Yes.
He walked for God.
Sure.
See,
Amen.
The way before Christ had not been made yet.
Amen.
Christ is the first.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the first.
Yeah,
he's the firstborn among many brethren.
Yes, sir.
He's the first.
Amen, sir.
So what happened then is he walked the way.
Right.
He paved the way for you.
Amen.
And for me.
Amen,
Lord.
Jesus Christ was our way maker.
Amen.
He made that way for you and me. Because if he hadn't, saints,
come on now.
If he hadn't, then tonight I would still be a man of unclean lips.
Amen.
It would just be me alone up here, and I would be just shouting for no reason. My preaching would all be in vain.
Yes, sir.
But glory to God, we have a hope.
Amen.
We have a trust.
Amen.
We have salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Because Jesus Christ has come. He died and he rose again.
Yes,
and because
Lord.
Of that, a sacrifice was made to redeem the children of God.
Amen.
All right.
Amen, Lord.
And so if we are children of God, then we ought to walk as Jesus Christ walked.
Yes, sir. That's right.
We want to then examine his life and be able to say, all right, what life did he live?
Yes.
You know, many of us can look at the scripture, we can see something, but we can glaze over it so easily.
Sure.
The level, the degree that Jesus Christ walked in towards God.
Amen.
All
right. So the first thing that I want to look at is the separation in the life of Jesus Christ. It's the separation. And what I mean by that is the Word of God cannot take its full effect upon a person.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It cannot take its full effect upon a person until that person has separated, has been separated from the things of the world.
Amen.
All right. Now, there's a lot of things in today's society that draws us into the world. You know, I mean, we were born into this world, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, speaking lies.
That's right.
That was our desire. That's our original nature as far as this flesh goes.
That's right.
Okay. We did not stand a fighting chance.
No.
Right.
We didn't stand a fighting chance.
Come on now.
The glory to God, He sent us something to help us out.
Yes,
the only way out of this mess, the only way to undo the trap of the devil.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
And that is to receive Christ.
Yes.
But you see, living in life, and I know, I remember my life before Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All the things of the world that I had to fight against.
Yes.
And I would lose, and I would lose, and I would lose.
Amen.
I remember high school was terrible for
me. Come on, brother.
College wasn't much better.
That's right.
You know, thankful to God that there was, you know, there was always a desire there.
Yes.
There was always a desire in my heart, in the back of my mind, and I knew it, which was to serve God.
Amen.
I wanted to serve God, and I knew I was going to do it.
Yeah.
But looking back, it looked like I was sort of a procrastinator.
Yeah,
because I put it off and put it off and put it off, you know. And there were some things in my life, you know, that God wanted me to separate myself from.
Amen. That's right.
And that's what each one of us has to come to a place too. Because the more we can get away from us, the more we can separate our vessel to God, the more He can fill us with His Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So you're either feeding one of two natures at any one time. No matter what you do, it feeds one of two natures. You know, of course, we all eat, we all sleep. You know, we can't help that. You know,
right.
God knows those things. But I'm talking about worldly events. You know,
right.
I mean, I'm gonna hit on something because God dealt with me.
Yes,
sir.
You know, so you won't forgive me, but I've got to follow the Spirit where He leads. I've got to follow Him where He goes.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
One of those things God dealt with me on was entertainment.
Yeah.
Was entertainment. See, entertainment would become a distraction to me. It would keep me from the things of God.
That's right.
You see, I was more interested in that because that was my God at the time.
Yeah.
You know, it was more about the life of entertainment.
Yep.
You know, but God finally brought me up to a place, you know, of course, all sorts of things, you know, television, movies, of course, there's some real better movies out there, but I'm just saying, what is our God? You know, what our God is what we put most of our time towards. It's that simple. It becomes an object of worship in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So entertainment became something, television, movies, you know. What about pressure?
Yeah.
You know, pressure from the outside world to do things. You know, high school, a person can get pressured to do things. Even in college, an individual can be pressured to do things.
Right.
But God, who is faithful, has a way of holding His people.
Yes.
I'm not saying you can't fail.
Right.
I'm saying that God will bring you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, sometimes the Spirit of God, something sometimes He can do is make somebody different.
Yes.
Make someone stand
against
the pressures of this world. You know, if God has made you different, don't be ashamed to be different.
Amen.
Never be ashamed to be different for the cause of Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
so
sir.
God has to separate us. You know, and sometimes time we can't do this on our own.
Right. That's right.
We need God.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
We need the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
To
Amen.
Do these things for us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So we want to always ask God and rely upon Him for a complete separation from unbelief.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's the other thing, is we don't ever want to disbelieve any of the promises of this word.
Amen.
We never don't. If we see something in the scripture and God has...
help us, Lord. Come on.
Oh my. And you don't fully believe it.
That's it.
You know, you believe something by saying it's going to happen, basically. By acting like it's going to happen, you know. You know, with... Praise God.
Praise God.
Because...
Amen.
God has... I'm just thinking, I guess, about Brother Claude. Brother Claude, in the back there, he came up with me, and he just recently had a cousin and a sister pass away. He just recently had a cousin and sister pass away, and they were not, they were not, as far as I know, they were not saved. They're good people. But we had had prayer for them, we had visited them.
Sure. Amen.
And God was faithful, because both of them, right before they died, came to Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother.
They came to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I mean, there were some supernatural events surrounding that, wasn't there, brother?
Hallelujah.
Definitely God coming on the scene.
Praise your name, Lord.
That's Jesus.
So we want to believe God's promises.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
The next thing I want to hit on then is obedience.
Yes,
and to know that Christ was fully obedient to the will of the Father,
right.
Even unto death.
That's right.
He was obedient to the will of the Father.
Yes.
You know, and of course the event mentioned in the Bible is the Garden of Gethsemane, when he said, "Father, not my will, but thy will be done."
Amen.
Not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. So what had happened then? What was going on in that garden?
Come on now.
What was going on in that garden? Because Christ, the body, the man, Christ Jesus,
that's right,
was in agony.
Oh, yes,
he was. Because he knew it was the will of the Father to go and die on the cross.
Amen.
Because if he didn't, none of us would be able to say that we were redeemed.
That's right.
That our sins have been remitted. So this is important to know that Jesus was obedient. And if Jesus was obedient, I want to stress this now. The body who has the fullness of the Godhead.
That's it.
Inside of him. And he was praying in that garden, and he was asking God, let this cup. He was asking the Father, to let this cup pass from.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But what happened? What happened was he still had to go.
That's
Father,
right.
Father, if thy will.
Yes, amen. Yes,
that's it.
Let be thine, let it be done. And of course, I'm gonna try and I want to connect with you. So maybe just some brief testimony. I used to live in Wisconsin before moving down to Tennessee. And one of the initial things that brought me to Tennessee was I had been in my room one night, and I had been I've been renting out a farmhouse at that time, and I had heard through the grapevine about a girl, a sister in a message who had gotten sick. Essentially, she had lost her mom, and she was living in Tennessee, and I did not. When I first heard about it, you know, I felt really bad for the sister, because I didn't want to keep in my prayers. But God has an interesting way of doing things. When I was in the upstairs room, it would have been my bedroom. I had been praying to God, and I remember sitting on the side of my bed and the Spirit coming in. I just knew it was another presence. You know. When it's another presence,
right.
It comes in, and it comes in touch with you. I was asked, "Would you like to pray over your sister?" I said yes. this Lord. If this is you, I believe you will.
That's right.
Well, long story short, you know, and of course, when I went and did it, I thought I was going to. That's a part of me. I mean, I knew God was going to fulfill His word. But part of me was being plagued by the continuing thoughts, you're going to make a fool of yourself.
Yes, sir, that's right.
You're going to make a complete idiot of yourself.
Get it, brother.
Because you're trusting in something that you've really never seen. I had never really seen something like this take place. You know, this girl had been hospitalized in the fourth floor of one of the buildings at Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee. And I got there, and her mother and another member of the family greeted me. We went up there, and I just knew God.
That's right. That's
I knew
it.
God came into that room.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. That was real.
That's right.
Yes. That presence was so thick.
Yes, Lord.
That's so thick, Brother Andrew. That night, when the Holy Spirit came, when the Creator of the universe,
come on,
who orchestrated all the cosmos, all the planets, in its line, in its route, in their natural orbit, He was there with me.
Amen.
That night.
Amen.
And I said, God, you know what you're doing.
That's right.
You know what you're doing. You see, full obedience to God.
Yes.
It has to be full obedience
to
the Word of God. It has to be. Because that night, when I prayed over that sister, when I prayed over her, and the Spirit of God was there, God did not fail to move.
Amen.
Amen.
He did not fail to move.
That's right.
It was the 27th of December, 2012, that night. It was a Thursday night.
Amen.
And on January the 3rd of 2013, that sister was released from the hospital. She was released from the hospital. Isn't that true, Brother Claude? There's a brother right there back there who can witness that.
That's right.
Full obedience to God's word. Why? Acts 5 and 32. And we are witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them. Obey Him.
That's right.
That obey Him.
Yes.
You cannot have a halfway walk with God and expect to be sealed in by the Holy Ghost. You can't do that. It has to be full obedience. It cannot be a haphazard walk. There is no halfways with God. There is no playing around with God. When you get in with God, you've got to mean business. Because you are dealing with someone, a deity higher than any man, higher than any person that we've ever met. It's God. It's God, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's God.
Praise your name, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
That's why we have to obey. Because if Jesus did not obey, none of this would be possible.
That's right.
We would not be able to come the way of redemption. I would be a lost soul going to hell.
Amen.
That's all we deserve is hell. That's all we do. But praise God there has crossed on the scene. Who said because there's been an intercessor, you have to fight your way to hell now.
That's right.
You don't just fall into it. You have to fight your way. You're the king against the prince.
That's right.
You're the king against the ox stone and not yield to God.
That's right.
In order to go that way.
Amen.
You see, God has a provided way. It is the narrow way. It is Jesus Christ. It is only a walk of separation. It is only a walk of full obedience.
Yes,
an attitude of full repentance towards
that's
God.
Yes.
You know, he starts taking away different things, drinking and smoking, and then he gets a little deeper. He goes after your motivations.
Yes.
You know, what is your motivation for wanting to do this? What's your motivation for wanting to dress a certain way? What is your motivation for saying a certain thing?
Amen.
I am not up here to be seen, Brother James.
Amen.
I am up here to serve God.
Amen.
I am not up here to be a man pleaser.
That's right, brother.
What do we do? What do we do? Do we persuade men or persuade God?
Come on, brother.
I am not a man pleaser. I never want to be a man pleaser.
No, sir.
If God made me different, Lord, I'll be different for you.
Amen.
I'll be different. I will not yield to the influences.
Amen.
Because believe me, there are influences in here, or trying to get in here, rather.
Come on,
and it's trying to attack our minds and to keep your mind off the Word of God.
Right.
You see, if you have been listening and you have thought to yourself, maybe there is something I need to separate myself from, maybe a certain thing that you are concealing. And nobody else knows. But see, somebody does know.
Right.
Because it's God, it's the Holy Spirit, who is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I believe in a walk of full obedience. Because what that brings about then is anointing.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And now we're getting to the good stuff.
That's right.
It's the anointing. And what I mean by anointing is it is the Spirit that was in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
It is the Spirit that was in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I want to read a passage here, and which I think is very interesting. And of course, this is after a walk of separation. It is after a walk of obedience that God can come down and he can fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He can fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Come on now.
John 17:11. Now I'm asking you before I read this, I'm asking each one of you to be spiritually minded.
Yes, sir.
Because Jesus is now going to answer some of our a part of our question. He is going to answer what's probably been swirling around in our heads now for a little while. And that is John 17:11. And now I am no more in the world. See, he is praying to the Father in the garden. Now watch what he says. But these are in the world, and I come to thee.
Come on now.
I come to thee. Well, that answers part of our question then. So Jesus is going to the Father.
Come on now.
Well, where is the Father?
Right.
Well, he's in heaven.
Come on, brother.
My Father, which is in heaven.
Come on, free.
But I thought he was inside of Jesus.
That's
he is inside of Jesus.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
He is inside of Jesus.
Come on now, brother.
You see, you remember the baptism of John, or John's baptism. Remember when he bare record and he saw the Spirit descending out of heaven like a dove. And a voice out of heaven that said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
Yes, sir.
Of course, we know that means in whom I am pleased to dwell in.
That's right.
Okay.
Lord.
Okay, so we are talking about heaven, another dimension, actually filling a vessel, a flesh body known as Jesus.
That's right.
Known as Jesus. And when that Spirit descended upon him, that same Jesus became the Christ.
Hallelujah.
He became Christ because that word Christ means the anointed one.
That's right.
Anointed
God. Hallelujah.
This same Jesus whom ye have crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ.
Amen.
Both Lord and Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah to God. So we know then that Jesus saying, I am coming to you, Father. I am going to you. Of course, Jesus, we know Jesus is God.
Right.
We know that he has to be because all fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelt in him. Remember, as the staff of Moses, that brazen staff, that staff was lifted up in the wilderness, so too also must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Yes, sir.
Right. Must be lifted up.
Yes.
All men must be drawn unto him.
Amen. Right. That's right.
That is the only provided place of worship. This is real, my friends.
Amen.
This is real, my friends.
Amen.
Believe me, this is real. There's a lot of spiritual things happening right now in the atmosphere. There's a lot of things going on. Let me read the rest of that verse, if I could. And I come to thee. Watch this. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the Father has given, has predestined certain individuals do this. Certain individuals. Of course, it's for whosoever will.
Come on now.
But there are those who God has predestined to the full gospel, to this message, so to speak. Now watch this. Keep to thy own name who those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one.
That's right.
Okay, now if you stop there, you're going to get all messed up. You're going to get all messed up because there's a comma there. You know, because, yes, it's true in a sense that we can be one, but here's what he's saying. Here's why we can. That they may be one as we are.
Come on now.
As we are.
Preach, brother.
What is Jesus talking about here? What, one as, let them be one even as we are.
Come on, brother.
See, Jesus, like I said, he had the full anointing. He had the fullness of the Godhead inside of him.
Yes, sir.
And that, my friends, is oneness.
Amen.
Amen.
True oneness.
Yes.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Right.
And now Jesus is asking the Father, because that's who he prayed to. You know, he prayed to the Father. And he is saying that whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. The revelation of the Godhead is right in that verse.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The revelation of the Godhead is right there.
Yes, yes, sir. That's it.
Let them be one even as we are one.
That's it. Right.
All right.
Come on now.
Because what Jesus is actually asking is for us to be one with God.
Amen.
Even as he was one.
Yeah.
That is the whole purpose of the crucifixion, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and then the ascension.
Yes.
Because what did Jesus do after he ascended? He sent back the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What was it? It was that prayer that he prayed to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane in John 17:11. Let them be one, even as we are one, Father.
Right.
So that way, you're in me. Now you can be in them, God.
Yeah.
You see, the Son of God was asking for these things. He was filled with the Holy Spirit so that sons and daughters of God, sons and daughters of God could be filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. John 14:12. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, you cannot have the Godhead with the revelation that the prophet of the hour brought, or the prophet, the prophet brought, the messenger of the hour. With that revelation, you cannot have the Godhead, and don't misinterpret, please. You cannot have the Godhead and not include a son or
a son. That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because it is deity identifying himself with mankind. It is God identifying himself with his sons and daughters.
Yes.
Why can he do that? Because he already did that. When he sent forth the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost.
Glory to God.
And even before that, when our first example.
Yes.
When our first example, Jesus Christ, God in a man.
That's right.
God was in Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself.
Yes. Yes, sir.
See, that's a great mystery. You cannot have an intellectual knowledge of the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ is exactly what it sounds like, brothers and sisters.
Come on now.
It is a revelation.
Yeah.
It is a revelation. And like Peter, who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah.
That's right.
For flesh and blood hath not revealed it to me, but my Father, which is in heaven, hath revealed it unto thee."
Amen.
Right.
"And I say now that thou art Peter, and upon this rock
Will I build my church in the gates of hell? Will not prevail against it. That's why it's so important.
Yes.
Because it is the very thing that will keep the gates of hell.
Yes.
It's
all right,
bro.
It is the gates of hell. It is the very thing that will keep us protected from the gates of hell.
Amen.
Not just that, but it's the very thing that will conquer the forces and powers of hell. It is the very thing that the devil fears and that he does not want us having. He is attempting to rob us of it. He is attempting to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And it is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Remember, Martin Luther did not have it.
Oh, yes.
Wesley didn't have it. He only crowed at it. But praise God, because he sent a prophet and messenger of the hour to restore all things. This thing the early church has. Remember what Malachi 4 and 5 is supposed to do. Restore the faith of the children.
Amen.
The original apostolic.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, people go on and say, Paul didn't have this. Paul certainly had
this.
Remember, we're supposed to be restored.
Amen.
This is it.
Yes.
This is what is going to culminate in the coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay. This is the very thing. It's because he is attempting, he is wanting us to see this, this revelation of who we are.
That's it.
In God.
Yes.
Who we are in God.
Praise
you cannot just go ahead and say, Father or God, Father, and have no relationship with him.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot do it.
No.
You cannot. You must have a relationship with him.
Yes.
You must know him. You must have a relationship. You must have built up trust with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Only the revelation of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
Here, it was revealed to me.
Yes. Amen.
But not to me.
Come on now.
Only this revelation. This is what the whole church is built upon. Brother Branham called it the rock of revelation.
Yes, that's it.
Right? But what revelations? Because Brother Andrew, Brother James, many of you brothers and sisters know that if you take that thought of revelation too far, people can go off and have their own personal revelations that does not line up with the word of God. It must be in line with Scripture. It must always run back to Scripture. It must always dovetail back to Scripture, because Scripture is what we can place our feet upon.
Yes.
It is what we can have faith. It is an absolute to us.
Yes, Lord.
There is nothing more solid than the Word of God.
Nothing.
There's nothing more solid, brother. If you've been waiting on God to give it to you, give you something, God can give it to you.
Yes.
God has given it to you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
It is the revelation of who specifically, this revelation, because it is a specific revelation.
Yes.
To a specific people. And this revelation is who Jesus Christ is. Remember, Peter, thou art the Christ, the anointed, the Son of the living God. I'm trying to. Lord willing, you're catching it.
Amen.
Lord willing, you're catching it. Because who has been given power to become the Son of God?
Yes.
And who has it been given by?
Yes.
It's been given by God.
Yes.
Yeah.
John chapter 1.
Yes.
That's right.
It's been given by God.
Thank you, Lord.
And this is it. This is that revelation.
Yes, it is,
sir.
The rock of revelation. It wasn't Peter.
Come on.
It wasn't what the Catholic Church thought.
No.
Although they have a good argument for it, because Peter means little stone.
Come on.
But you see, that doesn't run fully. How can you build a rock upon a man who's going to pass away? And that was really, see, it wasn't the same thing. It wasn't the same thing. But it is the rock of revelation, something that can be given to the church.
Yes, sir.
Something that can be given to people to become the sons and daughters of God. Because why can I say I'm a son of God?
That's it.
Right.
How is it I can? See, I was adopted. But there was one who was adopted. The only begotten of the Father.
That's it, brother.
And because of him, I can be called Mrs. Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's
I can be called an assignment. I can be called an anointed
right.
God.
Amen.
Because of the anointed one. Because of his example here on earth.
Yes, Lord.
You think of everything that he did. All the signs and wonders that followed him.
Yes,
all the time. But he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me,
yes,
the works that I do,
yes,
shall he do also.
Yes, sir.
And greater things than these shall he do.
Hallelujah.
Because?
Why?
Because I go unto my Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because Christ has paved the way.
Amen.
He says, how is this important? What is this supposed to mean? Well, this is all confusing to me. It's important because this is the mediatorship,
yes,
in action.
Yes.
This is the way that was made for sons and daughters of God,
yes,
to follow. We are not to turn off to the left or to the right.
That's right,
this
brother.
Is why Brother Branham was shouting in that vision,
yes,
to the bride,
yes,
stay in line.
Yes.
Stay in line. What was he saying? Stay in line with the narrow way.
Yes.
With the narrow way.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's that way that leads to life.
Amen.
He that endureth unto the end,
right,
the same shall be saved.
That's right.
He shall be saved.
Amen.
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 Right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Lord. So if we can catch this revelation, and we have this now,
that's
because
right,
of something.
Yes, sir.
Let me read something to you, because this is great. Do you believe he's here?
Yes.
Do you believe the presence of God?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's true.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let me read this. Jesus is ascended into heaven, as we know, and set down on the right hand of God. Now, what does that mean? Brother Branham answers this. What the right hand of God,
yes, sir,
is. Questions and Answers 1964. Jesus said, I came from God and I go to God. See, I came from God. You came from God.
Come on now.
We were all in the mind of God, not with a body, but we were in the mind of God.
Yes, sir.
We had to come to the earth to get a body.
Yes, sir.
So that's it. So man could become a living soul.
Yeah,
you are not complete without a body.
That's right.
Or a spirit, or a soul.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Sons of God and daughters of God are humans.
Go on now.
And humans have components in them.
Yes, sir.
We're not complete without that. But I come from God and I go to God. Brother Branham's asking, is that right? After his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, when the body was taken up to set at the right hand of God, at the right hand of God. So what does that mean? You know, somebody initially hearing that could think, well, here's God, and here's Jesus on his right hand. But that's not it. And well, that's not exactly it. See, that's what the Trinitarians believe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is that there is, that Jesus is actually on the right hand of the Father, literally speaking. But right hand means this. Now, I don't mean God's got a right hand, Brother Branham talking. God's a spirit.
Come on now.
God's a spirit. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. God is not a man. God is a spirit. He is invisible. That is why we cannot see him with our eyes.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
But we know he's here.
Yes.
Because his word says so.
Yes, sir.
All right. But at the right hand means in power.
Yes.
And authority of God.
Yes, sir.
Right hand, that's where Jesus is. That body, that attribute of God, the Son of God, who has all power and authority, has been placed underneath him. All power in heaven and in earth,
yes,
has been placed below him. He is over all of that.
Amen.
Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool.
Yes, sir.
So what was that? He was being played. He was given that body, that man, because he is a man. He better be. Jesus Christ better be a man or we're in trouble. Because we have to have a man to be a kinsman,
that's right,
redeemer.
That's right.
You see, it is a connection between God and man.
Yes.
It is a connection. The devil, at the beginning, he thought he could get in and take it from Adam and Eve. He thought he could,
preach,
and he did.
Amen.
You see, but he didn't pull a fast one on God.
That's right.
All right, God will say, all right, I'll let it happen.
Yeah.
But what did the devil take from them?
Come on.
What were they at the beginning? What was Adam at the beginning?
That's right.
What does the scripture say?
Yes, sir.
God. Little G.
Yes, sir.
God's.
That's right.
You know that. A little creator,
yes,
so to speak. Now stay with me here. The scripture is full. Because Adam was the son of God.
Yes, sir.
He was the created son of God.
Come on now.
Now different than you or me, because we came into this world being born.
Yes, sir. Right.
And we were born in sin, shape, and iniquity. But see, that had to be. We came that way because of the fall.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Because
right.
Satan
yep.
took the deity away from them.
That's right. Yes, he did.
He took the deity
Come on
away
now.
From them in the garden.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's it.
You see, everything was already under Adam's feet on earth.
That's right.
Yes.
Under Adam's knees. The dominion over the earth was given to
him. Got it. That's right.
But now, we're no longer in that state. Mankind is no longer in that state.
Right.
Here, brother.
But God has sent a man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He has sent a man himself in flesh.
That's right.
Yes.
To his own life. To die for us. But what happened? God did not leave him there. I will not leave my
right.
Holy One.
That's right.
I will not leave my Holy One to see corruption.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So what happened then was after he was raised up, ascended into heaven, and sat down at the right hand of God, that was all power and authority being given unto him.
Yes.
And because of that, that is why all of mankind, anyone who wants to come in and start walking the way, should be baptized.
Yes.
Baptized right. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that name is where God has placed himself.
Yes,
that is the only provided way.
Right.
That
yes.
is the only way
That's
that
good,
leads
brother.
To salvation. Not baptism itself. It's not just that.
Right.
That's an ordinance. That's one of two ordinances that was left to us.
Come on now.
Yeah.
All right? The other one, of course, being communion. But we should be baptized. We should be baptized. And then we can begin walking the narrow way.
Amen.
Of course, there was the thief on the cross. I don't want to say something that somebody could
go ahead and preach, brothers. All right.
Go ahead and ask me on later, so I'll say this. The thief on the cross was not baptized. But Jesus turned to him and said, this day you shall be with me in paradise.
That's right, yes.
So you see, the ordinance is given to man. It is the ordinance given to man. But it should be a desire in our hearts. It's
yeah.
not something, I don't want to say it's absolutely required for salvation, but yet at the same time it is.
That's
it's
right.
It's one of those things that it is and it isn't.
Oh, that's truth.
All right. So, that is where Jesus is at. And because of that, that's when he sent back the Holy Ghost. I'm going over through this stuff again. So it is clear to us now before I move on. What is it to be filled with the Spirit of God?
Yes.
Don't ask that. Oh, how does it change a person? How does it change a man like James?
That's it.
You see, because if you claim to abide in Christ and you have not been changed,
right.
If you have not
right.
received overcoming power,
right.
then there is something wrong.
That's right.
Then there is something wrong.
Amen.
You see, what is the Holy Ghost? It is overcoming
Amen.
Power.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is like having Jesus Christ with you.
That's
Amen.
True.
All the time.
Yes.
That's exactly what the Holy
yes.
Ghost
yes.
is. It is another person literally
yes.
dwelling inside of you.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you many here can identify that.
Yes.
But that
yes.
is, brothers and sisters, you know what that does.
Yes.
There's something different about you when you've got the Holy
That's
Ghost.
That's right, brothers.
Yes.
There's
yes.
a new level of confidence.
Amen.
Yes.
Whenever, wherever you walk, you know that God walks with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You know that the
That's
footsteps
right.
you take are possession.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the footsteps of the righteous are ordered.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, sir.
What happens? What else happens? You might become a little more eccentric, a little more enthusiastic.
Yes.
You know, you start becoming a little different, a little odd, like an odd one. You know,
it makes
you different. It makes you start talking different.
Yes.
Start talking about different things, that you thought didn't matter. You know, I don't know if religion's for me.
Oh my.
You know, but then
you
let God get a hold of you. Let me tell you something. There is saving power.
Yes,
yes sir.
There is saving power.
Amen.
I am the Lord. Example.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
That's right.
Not me. Nothing. I'm not denying it. It was all of it. It was all his choosing.
Amen.
It was all his choosing.
Thank you, Lord.
Another thing is with enthusiasm and indifference, it might lead you. The Holy Spirit might lead you to take a stand on something.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Like Elijah on Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
When he stood against 450 prophets of Baal.
Yeah.
Right.
It was one man against many different prophets.
Right.
With their own signs and wonders, different vindications.
Sure.
Backed them up.
That's right.
What motivated that man to stand against the world? What motivated Christ to stand up in the face of the government at that time? To take death upon him? To walk to the cross? What led him to be different? To be obedient to the Father?
Yes.
It was because he had the life of God inside of him.
Amen.
He has the life of God inside of him. And when you and I, we get born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, something different happens.
Amen.
Something makes us different. It is the life of God coming into us.
Amen.
You see, when you have the Holy Ghost, like Jesus Christ, you're always ready to die.
Come on.
You're always ready to die. I'm not saying you want to die, but you're always ready to die.
Yes.
See, you have no more fear of death.
That's right.
Because the truth is, any one of us could go right now. One of us could feel.
Right.
That's right.
You know, a heart attack, all God has to do is for your wind valves to close. And you'll suffocate.
Yes.
We are that close to death, each one of us.
Yes.
Right.
There's people, since I've been living in the state of Tennessee, I didn't think would pass it soon. And brothers and sisters, they have.
Sure.
They have, but praise God, they knew.
That's Jesus. It. Oh,
amen. Amen.
They knew Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You see, those things don't matter to you. Dying doesn't matter to you when you have the Holy Ghost. Because it's not death, it's life. Because you know that once your spirit leaves your body, that you will be taken care of. You know exactly where it goes to. Because you have that blood. You have that blood bumper around you.
Thank you, Lord.
You have not just that, the life that is in the blood. It is the Holy Spirit upon the soul. Striking at the soul of man. That preserves you.
Amen.
You see, and what happens? What happens after that takes place then? You're ready to die because you know something. You know that there's a resurrection in store for them that believe.
Amen.
You see, if Christ Jesus, raise from the dead, then Christ Jesus did not raise from
That's
the dead.
Right.
You see, because he is the Son of God, and I am a Son of God. I am walking in Christ.
Amen.
I have died in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I will be resurrected in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My flesh body, these chemicals will be changed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When that trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ rise first. If I'm, whether I'm not, I'm 6 feet under or I'm right here, alive, breathing air, I'm going to be changed.
Amen.
And I can honestly say before God, I have walked in Jesus Christ. My soul abides with him.
Yes.
In him.
Amen.
See, God cannot touch this. He cannot. See, God is angry at the wicked all day long.
Oh,
as King David writes. He is angry at the wicked. Why? The wicked things that they do.
Yes.
Their very nature. Of course God would not like that. It is not his nature. It is not reflecting of his nature.
Amen.
That's right.
But you get the Holy Ghost in you one time.
Oh,
and then the whole thing changes, you
Amen.
See.
Amen.
And you find out that God does not hate you.
Amen.
God does not hate his children.
Thank you, Lord.
Even if you mess up.
Jesus.
Of course we're going to mess up. We're still in this flesh.
Yes.
We still have this flesh to contend with. Whenever I try to do good, evil is present. That's
right.
Paul says.
Yes, sir.
Evil is always present.
Man.
It is always this flesh seeking to fight against us, seeking to war against us. But glory be to God. He has given us a way to overcome.
Yes.
The idea is to look to Jesus Christ. It
yes.
is a complete attitude of repentance towards God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Right.
Amen. Because it is only in that. It is only in that where resurrection power
yes.
comes.
Yes, sir.
We think that it's so hard to muster up faith.
Hit it, brother. Hit it, brother.
We think it's so hard.
That's it.
And yet all the power.
Amen.
Everything that is needed for a resurrection is right here.
That's it.
Exactly. Amen.
You don't need 100 people, 200 people
nope.
chanting and clamoring for,
right.
for a person to be raised from the dead.
Come on, no.
You don't need that. It's simple faith. It's
simple right.
faith
yes.
in God's word.
Amen.
You see, the idea is not to get all worked up and get all emotional.
Right.
You know, I love my brethren in this message, but when it is a sermon preached on emotionalism, that fails.
Yes.
It cannot be just emotionalism.
Right.
Because what are you getting worked up about? What on earth are you getting worked up about?
Right.
Just the fact that you have to scream and shout? That's Pentecostal.
That's right.
Sure.
That is Pentecostal. They already tried that.
Yeah.
That failed.
That's right.
That failed.
Yeah.
It is not emotionalism for
no,
the sake
sir.
Of being emotional in this message.
Right.
That gets nowhere. There has to be substance to that.
Yeah.
I don't want it. You cannot go in the rapture getting skim milk. You can't do it. It's the meat of the word.
Yeah.
It's the meat of the word that changes a person. It's like that sucker getting skim milk and more milk. And he's getting older and he's thinking, my goodness. My goodness, why am I still getting milk?
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to be maturing?
Amen.
Are we supposed to be eating a different type of food?
Amen.
Yeah. That's good, brother.
See, Paul, the author of Hebrews, called that meat. He said, concerning understanding the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek.
Yes, sir.
Meat.
Yeah.
Meat.
Yeah.
Not to babes.
No.
Not to babes. All of us have to go through a stage of baby maturity.
Oh, absolutely.
We sure do.
Yes, sir.
There's a place for that. But there's deeper mysteries. There's deeper mysteries to know, to go in the rapture. You see, and that is something that should be ministered on in this message.
Yes.
It's not
absolutely.
Skim milk.
Amen.
I'm not going to yell at you and say, scream and shout, scream and shout. You'll do that already if you're identified.
Amen.
If that Spirit of God is on the inside of you, you won't have to work yourself up. He will make a manifestation. You can be sitting right in your chair, crying tears instead of standing and shouting to be identified yourself with the Spirit of God.
Right.
Sure.
Each son and daughter of God. Manifest their joy in a different way.
That's right.
That's right.
We're not all the same like that.
That's right.
We weren't meant to be.
Not
we weren't meant to be. Then this is not a message where we are conformed to a certain standard. We are supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Right.
And what is that? Our mind that we want to have? What mind do we want to have? It is the mind of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. 2. Let this mind that was also in Christ Jesus be in you.
Yes.
Be in you.
Amen, brother.
Let that mind. He's changing us from glory to glory.
Yes.
What does that word glory mean? That word glory in the Greek is doxa, D-O-X-A, however you want to pronounce it. It simply means opinion. Opinion, as that was used in that context. So when we say that he's changing us from glory to glory, it means he is changing us from our opinion to his.
Yeah.
It is changing us from our own thinking.
Yes, Lord.
It's not personal revelation. It is. It is the revelation that God reveals to you through his work.
Yes.
Not some strange idea going off and saying mercy is over or the millennium has begun.
Get it?
Brother Andrew said I could do millennium preaching. Praise God. Praise God. The millennium has there are some who are saying that the millennium has begun. It has not begun.
No, sir.
Because if it has, this is a lousy millennium.
All right.
This is a lousy millennium.
Yeah.
So this is my body change, though.
Sure.
No, it can't be. It can't be. That's not the fulfillment of the covenant. That's not the fulfillment. I have an inheritance.
Yes, Lord.
I have an. I am an heir of God.
Yes,
Lord.
And joint heirs, all of us.
Amen.
We're joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
We're all heirs of the Father and joint heirs with Christ.
Yes.
All of us are.
Amen.
That's
all
right.
of us are. There's a reason why I'm quoting so much scripture. It's because I want you to see that this is not a personal revelation as far as my own thinking goes, but it is opinion being changed to opinion. It is us being changed from glory to glory, my way, my opinion, to his opinion.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
That's why he says, let every man's word be
yes.
God. And God's be true.
Amen.
And God's be true. So, moving on now, because I think we have covered that enough as far as what the anointing of the Holy Ghost is. But moving on is... what about Jesus' coming? What about that? What about this message? Matthew 24 and 3. The disciples asked Jesus, what is the sign of thy coming? And that word coming essentially means presence.
Yes.
So when he is answering that question in Matthew 24 and 3, he is not talking about his physical coming.
That's right.
He's not talking about that. He is talking about 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16.
Hallelujah.
Brother Branham covered this in the sixth seal message. Because when those disciples asked Jesus, what is the sign of your coming? Jesus goes on to tell them about the seals.
Yes, sir.
He goes on to tell them about the knowledge of the seals.
Amen.
All the way up to, and Brother Branham says he actually stops in the last seal.
That's right.
Okay. He actually stops there. But what happened? What was he getting at? You see, because in 1963, those of us who have been, know enough about the message, know enough about the word, knew, and I'm not trying to go off on a tangent here, this is all connecting, because we're trying to see what Jesus is.
Amen.
Right.
Sure.
Knew that when those seals were opened, revealed, that something was unleashed.
Yes.
Out of heaven.
Yes. Yes,
sir.
That something was unleashed out of heaven. Remember, it is the Lamb opening the seal.
Amen.
That's right.
It is the Lamb.
Yes.
It's
sir.
Revealed unto Revelation 10 and 7.
Amen.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And the seventh angel is about to sound the mystery
Amen.
Of God should be
finished. Amen.
He yes. hath declared unto his servants the prophets.
That's Amen. Right.
So what is that mystery? It is the seals being opened.
Yes, sir.
It's those seals being opened.
Yes.
Are you with me today?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It's those seals being opened. You see, but it's not just about the knowledge of those seals. Anyone can have a knowledge that the first horse riding was the Antichrist riding on a white horse.
Sure.
Anyone can have that knowledge. But the knowledge of those seals being opened, there is a revelation behind that.
Amen.
And that revelation ties in with Matthew 24 and 3, what is the sign of thy coming?
Yes.
And Matthew 24, when he explains those things, the seals, what they are, the seals being opened
yes.
unleashes
yes.
the literal life
yes.
of Christ
yes.
back upon earth.
Yes.
Back upon
yes.
earth. And then it goes back to Malachi 4 and 5. When the faith is to be restored. Because
yes.
you see, we're going back to
yes.
the original faith. The original
yes.
faith. Because what was right before the early church? It was Jesus Christ
yes.
himself.
Amen.
Remember, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Because you see, once this happens, the sons and daughters literally
right.
begin to manifest
yes.
the life of Christ.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost, not just an anointing. Not just an anointing. Anyone can anoint an anointing
right.
upon their flesh, upon their spirit. but it is this Holy Spirit of God hidden,
yes.
manifesting, affecting, being unleashed
yes.
upon the soul
yes, sir.
Of man.
Yes.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Upon yes. the soul. Because then what that brings about is the life.
That's right.
That was in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
It was the life.
That's right.
You see, that's why the nominals don't have the kind of light that we have.
That's right, brother.
You see, because it's not part word. God no longer identifies himself with that. The pillar of fire has moved on.
Yeah.
The camp has moved.
Yeah, that's it.
You see, it is no longer around where the vultures are surrounded, feeding on dead.
That's it, brother.
Right.
Preach.
That's fresh food.
That's right.
Yes.
More eagles.
Amen.
Fresh out of heaven.
Yes,
see,
sir.
That's what has to be the message of our day.
That's right.
Man.
Noah's message wouldn't have worked in another day.
That's right.
It wouldn't have worked in Paul's day.
No, sir.
It wouldn't. What on earth are you talking about getting into an ark?
Amen.
You know, that doesn't work. But yet we have an ark.
Amen.
It's this message.
That's right.
It is this message because it is going to take us.
Yes.
All the way.
Amen.
You see, what is that message? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It is the life of Christ coming back
Amen.
Into plain view.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Full separation,
yes.
full obedience, true anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's true anointing, brothers and sisters.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then
yes.
we can have John 4:12.
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever believes in me, the works that I do shall be.
Yes.
Amen.
See, that is a reality. That is a reality.
That's absolutely.
The problem is not God. It's not God. It's not the Bible. It's not him. It's us.
Yes.
That's right.
It's us. We got to get ourselves out of the way.
Yes.
That's why some of you are going to receive it. That's why some of you are going to receive this revelation.
Amen. Right.
Because this is the grace of God. The grace of God is having this revealed to you.
That's
yes.
right.
Only he can do it.
That's right.
Only he, no man can reveal it to you. No flesh, no blood can.
That's right.
The Father. Only the Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Only the Father. Those of you know what I'm talking about. Who's the Holy Ghost who has identified himself with you. God only identifies himself in this message.
Amen.
That is why someone who was called out of a denomination into this message, you better be thanking God.
Amen. Yes.
Brother, sister, because
yes.
that is grace, because he's predestined
Amen.
To the only ark in this day. It is the only place where Brother Bradley, I thought it was simple. Jesus Christ. Preach Jesus Christ. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Get baptized. It is that simple. But remember, Jesus Christ did not really preach that anywhere.
That's true.
They say it by name,
yep, that's it.
But not by life.
That's right.
The life of Christ is only in one place.
That's it.
It is only in one place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is in this end time message.
Amen.
All the doubt and acceptance is so easy. It's so easy to the intellectual mind.
Right.
It has to be the revelation. It has to be the Spirit of God dovetailing everything back.
Yes,
Lord. Everything back. That is why wherever I go, it is the literal life of Jesus Christ in me.
Amen.
Yes.
Christ in the form of the bride.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
That's what it is, brothers
yes.
and sisters. It is the literal life of Jesus Christ on this earth. It is the same things he did. It is the same message he preached. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, repentance. Repent for the kingdom
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
He's at hand.
Hallelujah.
It's inside of us.
That's it.
It's inside of us. It's alive.
True.
A kingdom has people.
Amen.
It has people. And man presseth into it.
Yes, Lord.
What does that word press mean? It means you don't get, doesn't mean you get pushed.
That's right.
You gotta press into it yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta press into it. You gotta do something about it.
Amen.
This is not a do-nothing message. Well, I can have faith with nobles. That is not what Paul is talking about. Because this same man who wrote about not emphasizing on works wrote all of these epistles, started all of these churches, converted all of these men. If anyone had works, it was Paul the Apostle. Hallelujah.
Man. Yes, sir.
It's not for the purpose of works.
That's right.
But your faith will show by your works.
That's it.
Amen.
and inspired us. Let your faith be shown.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we have to do something.
Come on now.
I'm not saying you get yourself worked up into faith. Come on, please do something. God. Faith is a revelation.
That's it.
Remember, faith is a revelation. You can only have true faith. God, please.
That's right.
You can only have true faith in the Son of God.
Amen.
In yourself, sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
God gives you.
Yes.
That's the only. There's the only. That's the only way. There's got to be. There's got to be. Because the rapture can't happen without it.
That's
There's
right.
There's got to be a genuine article.
Amen.
There's got to be genuine articles. Genuine sons of God. Not those who say they are, and then you might find out somewhere along the lines that they let down the standard and perhaps they're hypocritical being a part of their lives. See? But the genuine article is the life of Christ
yes.
in a human soul.
Yes.
Manifesting itself from the inside.
Yes.
It's not going to be a loud going. It's going to be a secret going.
That's right.
Right.
I know. Because I'm not telling you to go out and speak squirrels into existence. You only do that if God tells you.
That's right.
That's right.
You only try something like that if God tells you.
Yeah.
Because you go out and start trying to speak squirrels into existence, and God has not told you to. You're not yielding to God.
That's right.
You're not yielding to God. Remember, the Son doeth nothing but what the Father shows him first.
Amen.
That is the way for all sons and daughters of God.
Yes,
to
yes sir. Amen.
What the Father has shown him.
Yes.
You know, Jesus Christ, I believe all of them. I believe personally, if I had the power to top the throne, if I had the power to kick Caesar off his high chair, but God did not tell him to do that.
Right.
God told him to die.
Yes.
Instead of being exalted above the kingdom that is still Satan's, go and die on the cross and purchase it from me.
Yes.
God, are you sure? Can you let this cup pass for me?
Oh, praise you, Lord.
What if it be thy will?
Yes.
Amen.
It'll be, let my will be your will. Let my will be the Father's will.
Amen.
That's why we have to die to ourselves.
Yes.
We can't be afraid of these things. We can't be fearful.
Oh, that's right.
We can never be fearful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does that word Christian mean? What does it really mean to be a Christian? That word Christian is Christ-like.
That's right.
You see, it is to be like Christ.
Amen.
I believe it was the disciples who originally called Christians at Antioch,
right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Sir. It's true.
They were called Christ-like. The original church had it.
That's right.
You see, the original church, not the Catholic Church,
no, sir.
Not the Baptist Church, not all these other different Protestant churches and whatnot. You know, God can do stuff for them. You know,
sure.
There's healings that happen outside the message.
Sure.
That's right.
Because God has to fulfill His word.
Yes.
He has to fulfill His word. God rewards faith.
Yes, He does.
But you see, as far as bride goes, as far as the literal life of Christ goes, it is only here.
Yes.
A person can only be Christ-like with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Among their soul.
That's right.
And that only happens when Christ is revealed.
Amen.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, who He is.
Yes.
It is the Son of God being revealed to sons and daughters.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. If you could come up, give us a song. I wonder if we could stand.
I will forever lift my eyes to heaven.
It's important to have confidence in God because tonight, the literal life of Christ is here. It's here. It's here. He is here. That's why He is here. That's why healings can be done. I've seen healings time and time again.
Yes, sir.
I've seen Him. I've seen Him heal backs.
I've seen him, like I said, he took that girl out of the hospital. Restored her mind. I was even a little bit. And someone was confirmed. And they got the Holy Ghost. You see, God confirms this Holy Spirit through you. He confirms the life of Christ. He has his way of doing it. And it's to us personally. It's not going to be a loud thing. It's going to be a very quiet thing. It's a secret. It's a secret.
I will forever live my life.
I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to see if God wants to fulfill.